Well, we're just south of Ponchatoula.
This is Demetra Candelepas. She's a senior scientist at Wetland Resources, and we're on the way to visit their bald cypress and tupelo nursery. It's in the middle of a marsh. We drive down a muddy path next to a huge raised pipe.
This pipe, it empties all of Hammond's secondarily treated effluent, all the poop, which means all the solids, all the biosolids have been removed. Whatever's left over has been completely sterilized, and what's being dumped into this wetland is just fresh water and nutrients. So it's very rich, so the plants love it.
We stop and duck under the pipe where water is streaming out.
This is all that water I was talking about.
In the middle of the marsh, we're standing on a wooden platform, which is essentially the Wetland Resources nursery.
They basically look like boat docks. We built all these, and in between where the slips are that look like where the boats might be docked is where we plant the cypress trees and tupelo trees.
So coming out of this big pipe
is clean water. This is the most expensive step in water purification. And so the city of Hammond is saving hundreds of thousands of dollars a year by doing this. The water moves slowly through the marsh, and as it does, the plants take in the nutrients and the fresh water. So by about 400 meters from here, you would get water that's completely free of nutrients. It's drinkable, swimmable, and fishable.
Thanks to Wetland Resources, not only does Hammond's wastewater get cleaned, but young trees, destined to replenish the wetlands along our vanishing coastline, are grown in the perfect conditions.
Cypress and tupelo are grown completely incorrectly everywhere on planet Earth. They're grown just like corn.
This is Demetra's partner at Wetland Resources, Gary Schaefer. He says in marshes, cypress and tupelo are anaerobic. They don't need air. But most places grow these trees aerobically, with air.
So they're grown under aerobic conditions. They make aerobic root systems. And then you take that same tree and you stick it in an anaerobic soil, and the roots don't work anymore. So they actually have to kill their root system off and make a new one, which is suited for wetlands. So we start out in wetlands, so the root system's completely adapted to where they're going. You stick them in the ground and they just start growing. They don't have to replace anything. The final destination of these trees is the central wetlands, east of St. Bernard and south of New Orleans, and it used to be 30,000 acres, mostly cypress swamp, and Mr. Goh in the early 60s killed it in all of 2 years by bringing salt water into that ecosystem. So we're freshening it back up again. We've closed Mr. Goh off, and we'd love to turn the whole thing back into cypress tupelo swamp.
Schaefer says coastal Louisiana's biggest problem is saltwater intrusion. These trees die in saltwater. Restoration requires fresh water.
That's the key. And Louisiana has a surplus of water. Wasted water is all over coastal Louisiana. All of the toilets that get flushed in coastal Louisiana, that's wasted water. That we could be using that to hugely benefit our wetlands.
After these young trees are matured using Hammond's wastewater, Wetland Resources loads them on sleds, ties the sleds around their waists, and walks through the mud to replant what was destroyed by the Mississippi River Gulf outlet. It's slow going.
Right now, our team is lucky to get about 400 seedlings in the ground in a day because you have to protect each one from nutria, and the protection is very cumbersome.
So they invented a contraption called a grow shelter, which could increase the number of trees they can plant in one day from 400 to as much as 4,000.
So once you get into the field, you shake the tree through the bottom of the pot, and then the pot telescopes into protection, and it's already around the tree, so you don't have to build it, you don't have to wrap it. So instead of 5 minutes, it maybe takes 30 seconds to plant a tree.
Once they've patented the grow shelter and mass-produced it, they'll be able to save the coastline faster.
When you go out in the field and you get 400 trees in the ground, and you're driving home, and that's seven people, it's not enough. It's not enough to be satisfying. If that same day had 4,000 trees in the ground, that's a massive restoration that you've just done in one day.
Learn more about Wetland Resources, the winner of this year's Water Challenge, at wwno.org. For WWNO, I'm Eve Abrams.